is the two teams are meeting at home plate. We have Reds and Cubs, as I have mentioned, and we're going to go ahead and read off the lineups to you for the Cubs. Our head coach is Scotty Potter. At third base is Skylar Jones. Our pitcher for tonight will be Jameson Beatty. At shortstop, it'll be Liam Pettigo. At catcher, it'll be Maverick Potter. At first base, it'll be Griffin Taylor. At left field, it'll be Cage Decker. Center field, Colton Carter. Right field, Brian Bragg. EH is what they said on the scorecard, which we assume is extra hitter, will be Cameron Mann. And finally, at second base, will be Trapper Meek. For the Reds, our head coach is Warren Cunningham, who is associated with Barron County High School. Our assistant coaches are Drew Thompson and Paul Lee Elmore. At first base, we have Lane Thompson. At catcher, we have Rhett Reamer. Is that how it was pronounced?
Reamer, yes.
Reamer. At pitcher, we have Evan Cunningham. At second base, we have Britton Foster. At third base, we have Cade Pritchard. I about said strong safety, but I'm missing football a lot, I got to say. At shortstop, we have Zane Powell. Left field, we have Lincoln Elmore. Right field, Ryder Smith. Center field, Daniel Huffman. And we have two unknown position players, Raytheon Wiley and Luke Huffman. So we'll get started here in just a moment. As we mentioned before, the teams are meeting up at home plate. Should be a really, really great day for baseball. Our second matchup after this will be the Braves and the Red Sox. As that should be a really interesting game as well. Should be a really, really fun one. And like we said, it's a great day for baseball. We got three days of baseball, I should say. Five games in total with this being our opener. We'll have two more Tuesday night, same time. You can join us then. And then finally, we'll have our championship on Thursday, which will be just only one game. If you lose, you're done. That's the way it works here. As I say, there's no crying in baseball.
Yep. It's win or go home now.
So there will be.
So with the unpositioned players, I believe that they are both also listed as extra hitters.
Yes, they should be. They should be. I believe that the way this league works is they will allow each player to hit.
Yep.
So they will allow everyone to hit. As it looks like, it'll be the Reds who are the home team, as they'll field first. We have our pitcher, Evan Cunningham, out. We don't know our officials. This is the Cal Ripken Baseball League. John, did you say you played here as a kid?
Well, I didn't play in Cal Ripken, but I've played at this park before. It was before they did all the renovations. It looks really nice now.
Yes, they've done a lot of great, really, really great work
mm-hmm.
on this. We're in the studio. We're in the, I'm going to call it press box.
Yeah.
Over behind home plate. It was actually, like, really surprisingly nice for what's supposed to be a little league field. Really, really nice.
Yeah. They've got a lot of sponsorships out here, too.
Yes, they do.
I don't think I've really ever seen that anywhere that's specifically for Little League.
Absolutely. And it's great to see for the community.
Yeah.
It's really, really awesome just to see how a community comes together and just can make it work for these kids just to play some baseball and just have a great time.
Yeah, giving them the best experience they can get.
Absolutely. So Cunningham is getting some warm-up pitches in. I believe they have six fields here? I saw
something like that. They've got two up front, two in the middle, and two back here where we're at, I believe.
Yep, the back being the longest fields. We were parking the car, and we were just like, well, I think they're playing at the back, so I don't think our car will get hit.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. if they do, I think you might be going to the league. That'd be a long foul ball. It's Reamer at catchers. He threw a bit of a practice. It's a second base.
He's thrown down to second, and now we've got our first batter, Skylar Johns, up.
First pitch of the game, swing and a miss there. Nice pitch from Cunningham. Looked a little high, though.
Did look a little high. He probably could have held off on that and got a ball called.
Absolutely. Cunningham, foul there. It'll be 0-2. An 0-2 hole early here, John. What'd you like to do?
Well, you got to choke up and you got to scoot up in the box so that you have more time to react.
Which is exactly
and
what
look
he
at
does.
There.
Foul there as it went off the back net, almost took the umpire out. Felt like it was going to.
I love that in 12U now they're even wearing the elbow guards, and he's got his sliding glove in his back pocket.
And that's a swing and a miss there from Johnson. It'll be a strikeout for Evan Cunningham to start the night off. One out. Up next at bat, I believe that is Jameson Beatty.
Yes. The pitcher for the Cubs.
That's ball one. And it's hit down the left field, down the line, thrown, and it's caught. And it is an out, number two. Really nice play there by the third baseman. By the third baseman, Cade Pritchard, thrown over to his first baseman, Lane Thompson. Really, really nice throw there as he was hit down that foul line on the left field. Pitch way high.
Yeah, went clear over the ump.
Bit of a wild pitch. Got to get that out there. Got to get that out of your system a little bit.
Yeah. You got to get those wild pitches in so that you can kind of control it, get it down into the middle.
Absolutely, and especially it's great they didn't have nobody on base.
Yeah,
that would have been a bit of a disaster. And it's 2-0 now as that pitch was dropped there by Reamer. As it's Pettigo up to the plate, Liam Pettigo. Swing and a miss. That'll be strike one. 2-1 is the count. Two away, looking to get a really, really quick half inning here. Cunningham delivers.
Gets by the catcher.
Very low, little bit low. It hit. Looked like it hit the dirt even before where the batter's box is.
Yeah, it did appear so. It does appear that these Cubs players are tending to swing at high pitches. So yes. If Cunningham can keep it high but not wildly high, it seems like, well, I was wrong. He just took that one and got walked.
Really nice look there from Pettigo as he'll walk, and that'll be one on base there. So Pettigo gets on base. Up next, we have got Maverick Potter, the coach, the son of Coach Scotty Potter. Cunningham hit the dirt, and that'll be ball one. I saw Pettigo. It looked like he was about to go there.
Yeah, he thought about it there for a second, but it didn't get by the catcher.
They're going to go, looking to get there. He does with ease, doesn't even have to slide.
Yeah, doesn't even have to get his pants dirty this time.
Mom will be happy that
she
doesn't have to do any laundry now. Pitch is low again.
He's on to third.
Going to third. And he's got it.
The Cubs makes it with no throw.
Cubs are in scoring position, and it's a 3-0 count for Potter. Cunningham pitches. Strike one there, and that was clean. 3-1 count, trying to get himself out of this hole. Swing and a miss there by Maverick Potter. It'll be 3-2, full count now. It's full count.
Two outs.
Let's see what Cunningham can do. Pitch. Short.
He's coming home.
Looking to come home, and they
got him.
Oh, wow. What a wild ending there. It was a 3-2. It was going to be ball four, but the catcher misplays it, and Pettigo ends up running.
Yeah, Pettigo decided to come home. I don't think the ball reached all the way to the backstop, so the catcher had the advantage. And I don't think Pettigo noticed.
No.
So he got nearly all the way home. He may have had better luck trying to slide in there.
Maybe. We'll take a quick break here. We'll take about a minute of a break while we switch fields. Excuse me. We'll be right back after this. And we are back here, Jackie Browning Park here. Once again, my name is Reed Hoffman. Alongside me is John Brown. We switch positions of field as we're watching Beatty warm up here. As I think first inning switch is going to take a little bit longer as they'll let the kids just get a little warmed up. Starting to throw across the outfield here. Something I'm noticing is 15 Taylor is just helping his guys get warmed up here, the first baseman. It's Potter behind home plate for Beatty. Here batting first, we have Reamer, Rhett Reamer, the catcher. Beatty with his first pitch delivers, swing and a miss there from Reamer.
Swung on that one a little late, it looked like.
Yeah, it looked like he was very hesitant. He didn't look just like very strong in his just follow through.
Yep.
That one looked a little bit stronger, but it's missed. So it'll be 0-2 early for Reamer. Beatty delivers. Ooh. Oh, really nice contact there, but it will go foul.
Down the left field line. It looked like it curved foul. If it had stayed straight, it may have been fair.
That was a really, really nice hit there by Reamer. That's the perfect sweet spot. You want it right in between that third baseman and the left fielder. That's perfect where you want it. Beatty. Foul. Goes high. Reamer swung on every single pitch he's seen so far. Made contact.
He's confident.
He is. He's looking for that home run.
Yeah, he is.
He's got the Jordan cleats on.
These kids nowadays are swagged out.
For sure. Beatty fires. And that one was at the feet. I don't think Reamer was going to swing at that. So it'll be 1-2. Beatty swung on and hit. Can it get in between them? Yes, it can. Right in between the second baseman and the shortstop there. That's Pettigo and Meek who had got through, and it's a single there.
Yeah, right up the middle.
Really nice, nice hit there. Up next here, we have Evan Cunningham, who is the pitcher.
We got a steal.
A steal.
Ooh, and a wild pitch.
So, once again, the stolen guy who was stealing second didn't have to work too hard there.
Yeah, these moms are getting off easy right now.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good pitch.
Really nice pitch there by Beatty. Cunningham didn't even swing. It's 1-1.
He's going to third now.
Checked on,
oh,
he checked on Reamer before, but it's a wild pitch. Looked like he wanted to go home there.
Yeah, he really did.
He was looking for his Beatty looked like he was a little slow going to that ball, thinking, okay, well, he's just going to get third. That's okay with me. 2-1 count here now. Wild pitch.
Oh, and the ball bounces right back to the catcher.
Yes, it does. It's 3-1 now. That's what you see a lot now in these younger leagues. You just see just the wild pitches.
Mm-hmm.
You see it everywhere. And it's just how you can recover as a team just from that, the infield specifically. Swung on there and gets to the first baseman, Thompson. And
well, he gets the RBI, though.
Yes, he does. So Reamer comes in as Cunningham helps his teammate get home and get the first points on the board. For the Reds, it's 1-0. Up next here, we have Thompson, Lane Thompson, I believe. Yes, this is Lane Thompson here at bat. Beatty's pitch is low. It'll be 1-0. So one out here so far for the Cubs. And a really nice hit down into center. It's caught, but a great hit there by Lane Thompson. That's the best contact I think we've seen all day.
Yeah, that was the hardest contact. He just got unlucky and hit it right to the center fielder.
He looks like a powerful guy. Looks really, really powerful. He just swung on and made really great contact with that one.
Mm-hmm.
So far, Cunningham looking like the better pitcher here instead of Beatty, which is really reliant, especially in this league. Beatty pitches swung and missed by Britton Foster, the second baseman.
He had Britton twisted up like a pretzel on that pitch.
Yes, he did. That'll be strike one. It's two outs so far. Swung on. It's foul. Ball. Lucky it didn't hit his foot or something. I think it went right in between him. Really lucky on that. That's something hard. That is so difficult just to recover from. I see him. I would be getting do it all the time.
Yeah, getting hit in the ankle with a baseball, that hurts. That one hurts.
Yes. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and hit. Beatty throws first. Oh, no, he's safe. Griffin Taylor had trouble with it at first as he had to jump up and catch it, and he wasn't able to come down with it.
Yeah, so just a little high, but he bobbled it a little bit, and that allowed him to have time to get the first.
Now, it almost got the Reds in trouble when this kind of thing happened when you get somebody on with two outs.
Yeah.
Will it be trouble for the Cubs?
They steal.
And Foster is going to get there. It's another wild pitch on a stolen base, and these moms really are just not having to work hard whatsoever, which is a great thing. We love baseball moms. They do a lot.
Yeah, they do the most.
They do the most. Ooh. Swing and a miss there by Pritchard. It's 1-1.
That one was up at his eyes. He could have left that one alone.
Yeah, he could have. Decides not to, though.
Yep.
Beatty's pitch is
low. He's running three.
Running three. Can he get there? Got it.
It looked like he made it to me, but.
Really nice play there. That was a nice play by the catcher. Really, really nice. And that'll do it for this first inning of play. Score. Reds put one on after that half inning there. Cubs nothing. We'll see if they can respond after this. Hello and welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. Now it'll be the Reds' turn to pitch again for the second time this game. We're in the second inning. Score is 1-0 in favor of the Reds after they get Reamer home off of an RBI by the pitcher, Evan Cunningham. What did you like from both teams in the first inning there, John?
The Reds' pitching was pretty good in the first inning. Both teams were aggressive on the base paths, which I really enjoy. I love when teams decide to be aggressive.
Absolutely. As it is Trapper Meek who's up to bat for the Cubs. Swung on there. Really nice contact.
Ooh, right
trying to get
the second
back.
Baseman.
And that right there is another sweet spot that we talked about a little bit in the first. Right over that second baseman, right in between the two with the right fielder and the second baseman. Really nice contact there from Meek. I believe that was the first pitch.
Yeah, that was the first pitch he saw, and he took it.
Yes, he did. It went right over, Britton Foster's head. It was a nice recovery there by Reamer. I bet it's tough for a guy like Reamer who's a bit shorter, but with getting wild pitches that go high or just like, I mean, I know he probably does get the low ones. It's definitely difficult.
And we've got a wild throw to first that allowed the runner to get to second.
Yeah, Cunningham tried to throw to first and it hit the turf. And, one down. I believe is this a dirt field?
Yes.
Yes, a dirt field. Excuse me for saying turf. So the runner gets the second very easily. I believe is that four stolen bases we've seen now?
Yeah, something like that.
It'll be 1-1 here. Our next batter up is... We've
got Griffin Taylor up to bat right now.
Yes, that is Taylor. Swinging a miss, that is a 1-2. No outs yet. Cunningham looking to change that. Foul ball. Cunningham started off the game with a strikeout. Hasn't had too much sense. He's pitched very well, though.
Yeah, he's kept it pretty solid. He's had a couple that have been wild.
That is a very, very high pop-up. It's going to go right to Cunningham, and it's down. So Cunningham made the pitch, came off the mound just a little bit and made the catch.
Yeah, didn't have to move too much. Basically popped up right to the mound.
Yes, he just had to come off of it just a little bit. Up next with batting, we have got
Colton Carter.
Colton Carter, as they're going to steal third. Look to. They're going to say he's safe. It's very close. Again, at that third base.
Mm-hmm.
With them looking to steal it. But he's safe, though. One out here. Let's see if he can get his man home. Cunningham delivers. Swing and a miss there by Carter.
A little late with that one. He wasn't sure if he was going to swing.
1-1. Foul ball. Headed a little higher towards us there. Got a little scared, yeah. John. I don't go to many baseball games, so. I don't have probably the reflexes like you do, I'd say, with playing baseball.
I don't know about that. All my reaction time is gone.
That's a foul ball there. I believe it's 1-2. Yes, 1-2 still.
I do want to make note of the fact that Carter's bat is about as big as he is.
Yeah, that is a very small bat, especially for a guy like Carter. His stance is very wide, too.
Yeah.
Pitch is high. It's 2-2. Yeah, it is a very, very unique way of doing things, but, you know, we'll let the players decide how they play. 2-2 here. Cunningham delivers. It's low. Full count. What do you look for here, John?
Well, you're looking for anything close, really. I mean, it's a full count, but I think in 12U, you know, they've got kind of an extended strike zone, so you swing when it's close. Yep. And he did.
And he does. Grounded here, trying to save it from a run, and it's safe. As he's looking to go to second, will he get there? He does. Wow, that worked out really nicely there for Carter. So the Cubs have tied it. As Colton Carter just hit it very, very short, and he ends up making the play, getting to second. Really impressed with him for running there as they try to pick him off. Not successful in doing so, though. Swing and a miss there by Decker. It's Cage Decker, the left fielder, up to bat now.
The Reds went for that play at the plate, which was probably the right play by Cunningham, but unfortunately it didn't work out, and now we've got a tie game, and the Cubs have a man on second with one out.
Yeah, that's a high-risk, high-reward play.
Yeah.
You know, it could have prevented them from getting a run. I think Cunningham made the right play.
Yeah, I do think he made the right play, because you had the easy out at first, but you definitely don't want to give up that run that easily.
Absolutely. That's a very, very high pitch.
He's upset about that one.
Not happy with himself on that. 1-2, one out. Decker trying to help his man on second out. Cunningham delivers. Swing and a miss. It's a strike.
Drop third strike.
Oh, wait, it's a drop.
They got the man going to third. Carter makes third.
So Carter does get to third, but it is two outs. So a pop up here could end the inning. Let's see if that is able to happen as it is Briar Bragg, I should say, who is up to bat.
Now, under this situation, if the same thing were to occur, so Colton Carter hit that little dribbler to Cunningham went home. If we have the same situation here, Cunningham needs to go to first to get that last out, and it'll be easier.
Absolutely. As it is ball one, that one hit the dirt. Cunningham. Pitches. It's a strike. He dropped the ball, but it is a strike. It's 1-1. Looking to end the inning with just one out. And they'll call that one outside. It'll be 2-1. Umpires haven't had to do too much today. The bats have been active. They've been swinging a lot.
Yeah, these They're not afraid to swing the bat.
Not at all. That's a good thing. That'll be strike two, and it'll be 2-2. You look for anything that's close here, John?
Yep, pretty much anything close. You're trying to get that dude on third across home. So you want anything that can do it. He's got a full count.
Full count, 3-2. Bragg trying to keep the inning alive. Cunningham trying to prevent that. What can they do here? Cunningham delivers. Strike three, he's out. And that will end the inning. His second strikeout. Struck him out looking. That is impressive. His second strikeout of the night. We'll take a break here. This is Jackie Browning Baseball here on WCOU. All right, we're back here on WCOU live at Jackie Browning Park. As the Cubs are getting warmed up here. We were talking about it just a minute ago. It just feels like Beatty throws a wild pitch a lot, but he throws it really hard, like you said.
Yeah, he's going for velocity over control. If he can marry the two into control plus velocity, then he could be really good.
Absolutely, he could be. He's got a lot of size just for a 12-year-old. So does Potter as well, the catcher behind home plate. So the Reds will bat this inning. The Cubs tied it after the top. Let's see what the Reds can do in the bottom of the second. Beatty fires. Foul ball. Pritchard is up to bat here. Cade Pritchard, the third baseman, who made that really, really nice throw. Beatty delivers low. 1-1 here. Any interesting stats on the stat sheet so far, John?
We're still early in this game, but we already have two hits for each team and one run for each team. I listed one error, and that was the throw to first where he had to jump off the bag and bobbled it. So far, these two teams have been very even, is what I've gotten.
So far, as Pritchard missed that one, it'll be 1-2. As he had to duck down, trying to dodge that one, it'll be 2-2. Beatty delivers. It'll be outside. It'll be 3-2. Full count here for Pritchard. Beatty trying to close him out and get his first out of the inning. Beatty. And that one went high, and it'll be a walk here for Pritchard. Didn't even have to swing there on that one.
Nope.
Up next, it'll be Powell, Zane Powell, the shortstop, as they'll have a meeting at the mound. Coach Potter just trying to get Beatty just under control with his pitches, as feels like he just needs to settle down. He's like we have talked about, he's powerful, but he just can't get it under control.
Mm-hmm. Now, interesting thing, we've been talking about how he's been a little out of control, but that was his first walk.
That is true. But the wild pitches have been just
He allowed the kid from first to get to third in the first inning through wild pitches.
Yes.
So he still needs to get it under control to try and keep control of this game.
As they're going to try to steal second, and they're able to do so. As Pritchard gets a second with ease. We haven't had to see a slide yet, only at home. I think we saw that once, and that was at home.
Yep.
And that's it. Beatty delivers.
Got a hit by pitch.
Yes, we do. HPB. As Powell will get on. So a walk and a hit by pitch has the Reds in business with two on base.
So they got runners on first and second. We know they like to steal.
Yes.
But will they run a play to try and get that person on second all the way home on a steal?
And there's Luke Huffman, number 8.
There's a guy, a wild pitch.
And it looks like it's going to advance runners to second and third. So a runner in scoring position with no outs, 1-1. Hoffman swings and misses. Kids really are drippy nowadays. He's got the pink gloves on.
Yeah.
I like it. Swing and a miss there by Huffman, and that'll be Beatty's first strikeout there. Up next here, we have Lincoln Elmore, the left fielder, as it'll be one out. Maybe that could give Beatty the confidence he needs to get out of this one. Strike one there from Elmore.
Elmore sets up all the way at the back line of the batter's box. He's trying to get as much time to read the pitch as possible.
Absolutely. That'll be strike two. Two quick strikes there. One out, two strikes, and that's two straight strikeouts here from Beatty. Maybe he is finding his game.
Yeah, it looks like he may be getting into the zone a little bit.
He is. And we have the other Huffman brother. It's Daniel Huffman, the center fielder, coming up here. Two outs here. Runners on second and third. Wild pitch here. He's going to try to go home. And he gets there with ease. A miscommunication from Beatty and Potter. And a runner gets home. It's 2-1 Reds.
It looked like the ball bouncing off the backstop confused Potter, as generally, when there's a pass ball, the catcher goes and gets the ball while the pitcher covers home. But it bounced all the way back to Beatty, so it looked like they've got another one.
And it's a wild pitch again. Does he get there? He is safe. Oh,
wow.
Man. What a great play there.
That was a great slide.
And he is down. That's Zane Powell, I believe, and he is down. Looks like he's hurt, but the coach is going to help him up. And that's great hustle there, getting there. So Powell's going to run it off, and Beatty looked like he was going to get himself out of that pickle. He is not, though. So we'll bring in another pitcher.
He had his first two strikeouts of the game, two wild pitches allowed, two runs. Now he's out of the game. That's
wow.
How quickly things can flip in baseball.
Absolutely it is. I really thought Beatty was about to turn it on there and put on a pitching clinic, and he just threw two bad pitches, and, you know, it is what it is. I really thought Potter got him at home. I thought he got Powell.
Yeah, it looked like he had gotten him. I guess Powell had just gotten his legs down into the dirt before Potter actually got the tag down. But it was very close. I will say, on this side of home plate, we didn't exactly have the best view of the play.
All right. Well, our backup pitcher is going to be Griffin Taylor. Interesting. With no runners on bases, I would have thought maybe that Scotty Potter would have liked to possibly finish Beatty that inning.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah, it looked considering the bases are clear now, they've got two outs. You know, you just need to get the ball into play and get the out.
That's true. Yeah, but I just figured that. But you know, I guess we're not coaches, so that is
yeah.
True. But Potter decides to make that decision, but he knows his team best.
Yeah, he didn't want to allow any more damage. You know, you want to keep the game close early.
Yeah,
you know, baseball is a sport where no matter what the score is, you can always come back. But the further down you get early in a game, the more it can kind of deflate your team, especially at this 12U age range.
Yeah. And something I'm noticing here is Beatty is behind home plate now. He's the catcher.
Okay, so they've put Potter at first base?
Yes, they have put Potter at first. That pitch was low. It'll be a 1-0 count there. Yes, so they have moved Potter to first. And so Taylor moves to pitcher, Beatty moves to catcher, and Potter moves from catcher to first. So they don't substitute, they just move their guys around.
Yep.
As the ump is talking to somebody in the scorer's box, we're looking on right now and just watching.
Were they? Yeah, they were getting. They were okay. They're getting the count corrected on the scoreboard.
Yes. Okay. So that's ball four there. It's four straight balls, and Huffman will go to first. Up next, we've got Ryder Smith, the right fielder. Double zero. Swung on, it's foul.
Huffman was going to steal second on that one.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to get there, too.
Yep.
Now look.
The Reds have been getting really good jumps on their steals.
Yes.
I mean, the ball gets to the plate, and they're halfway down the line already.
Yeah. Doing a great job at that, and Huffman's going to try to steal
again.
He dropped the ball, so he's going to get there with ease, and all moms will be happy.
Yeah, we've now had two slides in this game, both at home.
That's good baseball. As that swung on, it's a pop-up. Calls for it, and it's caught. The third baseman, Skylar Johns, ends the inning for the Cubs, stops the bleeding. It's 3-1. We'll be right back here on WCOU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park here on WCOU. It's the top of the third now. The Reds will pitch. And, John, you brought up an interesting stat to me.
So in that last inning when the Reds were up to bat, they just scored two runs without getting a single hit, and there were also no errors committed by the Cubs.
That is a very, very interesting stat.
Yeah, so sure. They mostly just did that through, using their speed, stealing the bases. They stole three or four bases in that inning. They had two wild pitches where they stole home. So, I mean, they are aggressive on the base paths.
Absolutely, they are. It can either burn you or save you. As man is up to bat, and he swings and misses on the first one. It's Cameron Mann. Pitch is low there by Cunningham. It's 1-1. Cunningham. And that was swung on. It looked like he almost had no reaction to that. He just, like, moved his arms, didn't really get into it very much.
Yeah, his you know, it was another one of those situations. He wasn't sure if he was going to swing, so he just threw his arms out there and got a piece of it.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's a good hit.
Can it get down? No, it can't. Oh, my. What a play there. What a play there. It's Zane Powell yet again. He's putting his body on the line for this.
Yeah, falling down into the outfield to catch that ball from shortstop. The field's not huge. He didn't have to do a ton of movement, but –
it's still very
impressive. It was a good catch.
Very impressive. Falling backwards, as you mentioned there. Very, very impressive play by Zane Powell. Up next at bat is Johns. As Johns just pointed at Cunningham, I think jokingly. As the ball went over his head. 1-0 is the count. Strike one there for Johns. It's 1-1. Cunningham delivers. It's low. It's 2-1. Ooh. Swing and a miss there by Johns. It's 2-2 now. Looked like he leaned into that one.
Yeah, he looked like he had to dive across the plate for it. I think it was high. You know, I don't know how outside it was, but it was definitely high. He could have held off on it. Gotten a 3-1 count.
And that's a strikeout there for Cunningham. Is that his third? I believe that's his third.
Yes. He has two swinging, one looking.
Next here we have Maverick Potter. Potter brought some power last time. Or excuse me, it's Beatty. Excuse me. We got Beatty. He brought some power last time. That's who I was thinking of. As that swung down the line, it'll be foul.
Very nice. I think that's the second one, taking it deep down the left field line. Yep. Foul.
Yes, it is. It was a great contact. Good contact, though. Great power. Just didn't have where it was going to go, infield. Swung on there, and that's deep. Right in between the left fielder and the center fielder. Trying to throw back into play. Goes to Powell, and it only ends up being a single. Very fortunate for the Reds. That only ended up being a single.
Yeah, it hit the ground, and it didn't really roll much. It kind of died in the grass.
Yeah, which was – it is interesting that that did happen. As Johns was messing with Cunningham, blowing him a kiss. As he's going to pinch run for Beatty. I think those two guys are definitely buddies. Up next here, we got Pettigo.
Pick off to first. Fake pick off.
And the Cubs are arguing that he has to throw the ball. He can't fake, which I believe that is the rule. Johns is going to try to steal, looking for it. Throw was not good enough.
So, from my understanding now, I don't know if Cal Ripken has the same rules. A left-handed pitcher does have to throw to first after a pickoff attempt to first, but I do not believe that a right-hander does.
I see.
Now, the rules could be different in Cal Ripken to where they're forced to throw it to first.
Yes.
But for high school and up, I do believe that a right-handed pitcher can step off the mound and fake, essentially, a pickoff to first.
Gotcha. Okay. John's looking to steal third now, and the pitch was dropped. And, Reamer's a bit shaken up there. Where did that hit him?
I think it looked like it may have gotten him in the wrist.
Yeah, I think it just maybe hit that. Assistant coach Drew Thompson came in and asked if was it your thumb again. So it might be something wrong with his thumb coming into this. And the pitch might have just been a little hard there, and it just messed him up. As Reamer is really, really hurt there.
Reamer's still down. He looks like he's trying to power through it.
Yeah, he looks like he is. He's just been down on the ground for a little bit. I think he's just maybe just shaking up and just trying to shake it off, I guess. It looks like he's going to.
Yeah. That's tough because I heard the coach said something about his thumb. I assume he's got some sort of thumb injury on his catching hand.
Yes.
And that thumb takes a beating, you know, for the catcher.
Absolutely.
So he's got to be tough to work through that.
For sure. One, two outs. Swing and a miss there by Pettigo. It'll be 1-2. 1-2, two outs. A runner on third.
Let's see if Cunningham can get his team out of this without letting up a run. The man on third.
Trying to keep it a 3-1 game. Low there, it'll be 2-2.
That was a good pitch. That was a good location to try and get him to chase.
Really nice. Pitch there. It's hit. Is it going to go foul? It does. It's hard for us to see down that right field line.
Yep.
Had to look over a couple people, and it does end up going foul, though. Something also to note that I'm just not noticing is the foul pole line. They have the line down the infield, but then when it gets to the outfield, they don't have a line.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Usually they'll paint all the way down the line. They may have used chalk, and that makes it a little harder to paint out down the outfield just because it doesn't stick to the grass as well.
Yep. But that could be interesting if we have some sort of call there. As Pettigo swung on, can he get – oh, no,
dive attempt didn't work. He's going to.
He was trying to get there, and it'll be a double there by Liam Pettigo, who pulls his team back within one. Raymer's still looking very, very shaken up. Reamer's going to try to play through it as Potter is up to bat, and he just asked Reamer if he's good. He said, yeah. Runner on second, two outs.
He decided not to take third on that pass ball. He probably could have made it, but I guess he wants to be safe, safe rather than sorry with two outs.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's one out, I believe he would go. And they're going to try to steal here, and he will. Pitch was a little too hot for Reamer to handle. Looked like it was a little low, too. It just went, it bounced, and it just kind of messed him up. A runner at third now. This is the tying run. Swing and a miss there by Potter. It's 2-1. Two outs, 3-2, top of the third. Cunningham, swing and a miss there. It's 2-2. Cunningham is getting himself out of the hole. Looking to end this inning. Swing and it's fouled. You heard that little ding there.
Yeah. Just got the slightest piece of it.
Very.
Looks like Potter is wearing a Mississippi State helmet as well.
Dream school, maybe.
Maybe.
That's ball three there. It'll be a full count. Cunningham trying to end the inning. Swung on. Is it going to get down?
Oh,
it's dropped.
Dropped.
Cunningham tried to make the hero play. Did he get him? He got him. So the ball was dropped. Potter couldn't get there in time, and they throw it to first.
Luckily, the first baseman was able to pick it up and tag him.
Yes, he was. And this game is going to stay a one-run game. 3-2 is the score in favor of the Reds. They'll be batting next. We'll be right back after this here on WCLU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. The score remains 3-2 after a wild sequence of events to end the top of the third. The Reds stay in control with the lead, and they're looking to extend it now. So last inning, we saw Beatty get pulled for Griffin Taylor at pitcher. Let's see how that works out for him.
Beatty responded to that by getting a single and then scoring as well when he came up to bat.
That is true, yes. His pinch runner, Skylar Johns, ended up scoring for him. That's why he bats first, just to get on base and steal.
Yeah, really quick.
Yes, very, very quick. Taylor is warming up here. And I believe we'll get the inning started. Up first at bat is Wiley. Raythan Wiley. And I believe this is this the last batter? Yes, it is.
Yep.
It is the last batter before we go back to the top of the order. Swing and a miss there by Wiley. Something to note coming up is Reamer is going to bat next. And he had that thumb issue. We'll see if that's going to affect him and his batting.
Yep. I think I would have to assume he had the injury prior to this game.
But it just so, kind of shook him up some more.
Yeah, I think he got hit in the right spot to kind of re-aggravate it. So it may not affect his swing since he's already had it and he's been practicing with it and all. But with it being re-aggravated, you know, yep, it may change things.
Absolutely. 2-1 is the count here from Taylor. Taylor delivers. Wiley misses. It's 2-2.
Look like he just threw a curveball.
Really nice pitch there from Taylor.
Ooh, nice hit right off his foot.
Taylor, can he recover? He can. And he's out.
That was a good play by the pitcher.
Yeah, so it just hit right to Taylor. He bounced it off his foot, picked it up, and threw it over to Maverick Potter. And that's one away for the Cubs. Reamer is up next to bat. Let's see what he can do.
Maybe a little outside.
A little bit. It'll be 1-0. Reamer, swing, miss, 1-1. Taylor loads, delivers, foul ball. It'll be 1-2 now. Three, two being the score, bottom of the third. Reamer with another foul ball. Starting to cool off here at Jackie Browning Park with the sun going down. It's a beautiful afternoon here.
Yep. Not much wind either.
Oh, nice.
Which is nice because we have all these papers.
Very nice. As that throw into Potter is out. Nice play there by Trapper Meek over to Maverick Potter, infielding, and then Potter caught the ball and got him out. Cunningham, the pitcher, is up to bat.
This will be his second at bat. He had an RBI last time up. Drove in the first run of the game.
Yes. Yes, he did. It was a very solid hit. Just gave him enough time just to get there. He got out, but it gave his man enough time. 1-0 is the count. Taylor delivers again and check.
Looks yes. like he checked his swing yep. Successfully there.
Yep, so he checked the swing. It'll be 2-0. Cubs coaches are really, really arguing with the umpires, giving them a little bit of crap, I guess. It's Taylor swung on, it's heads up, and that hit the other dugout in the other game. That is going on across from us.
Wow.
It'll be 2-1 now. I see why they have the tin medal, the medal on top of the roofs. It'll be 2-1, two outs, pitch. Swing. Oh, great play there by Griffin Taylor. Wow, what a play. Ball went right back at him, and he made the play there. It's going to be a very quick bottom third as we'll go to the top of the fourth. The Cubs will bat next. We'll be right back here on WCLU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. I'm Reed Hoffman. Alongside me is John Brown. John, what a way to end the inning by Griffin Taylor.
You know, hard, solid line drive right back to him. He's able to react quickly enough and catch it. You know, he doesn't have to knock it down. He can just catch it.
Absolutely. Great play there. Cunningham will continue to stay in the game for the Reds. He's pitched very well, only allowing 2 runs. And how many hits has he allowed?
He has allowed 4 hits so far.
4 hits through 3 innings thus far. So not bad.
And that's to go with 3 strikeouts.
Yeah.
So he's walked a couple batters, but that hasn't hurt him too bad, really.
No, not at all. Playing really well, playing really confident, Cunningham is. Had a bit of a scuff up at the end of the top of the third. He had 2 outs, and he had one on third, and he allowed him to get there. with a wild pitch.
Yep.
But other than that, he has been playing lights out, playing great at the pitcher position. Up here at the top of the fourth, we have Trapper Meek. As that one's popped up, and they've got it. Great play there by the first baseman, Lane Thompson, as he gets him out. Called for very quickly. That's what you like. That's what you really need in baseball. You really need to watch for the communication of everybody, and everybody needs to communicate with the outfield, with the infield and the outfield. Everybody needs to communicate.
Yeah, we've had a couple mix-ups in this game. You know, there was one last inning that the Reds had where first base and Cunningham didn't have great communication. Luckily for them, they still got the out.
Yep.
And then the Cubs, you know, Beatty and Potter, they had some miscommunication at the plate after a pass ball, and that allowed a run to score.
Yep, it did. So it's an 0-2 count for Griffin Taylor, who's up. He was a little shell-shocked after that second strike. As he was looking, he was up. And he got
hit right in the spine.
Right where the numbers are on his jersey. Whoa, I know that's going to hurt. He is not feeling great after that, and I wouldn't either.
Getting hit by the ball does not feel good.
Especially in that area.
You do anything to get on base.
That is true, yes. I know.
But, yeah, he's shaken up by that one.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a pinch runner in. I wonder if he was going to anyways.
You would think, considering he's the pitcher. But, you never know. Yeah.
You never know in 12U. You never know.
Anything's possible in the 12U.
Yeah. And the Cubs and Reds both have, like, really, really fast players. Really, really fast. The Reds specifically, like we talked about earlier, they have got a step just every single time. Every single time they're starting to steal a base. It'll be.
Did we see who they brought in to pinch run?
I did not.
Oh, he's going?
That's Clark, I believe. That's no, excuse me. It's Trapper Meek. Trapper Meek is into pinch run. Batting right now is Colton Carter, who had that. He had that really, really good hit and got his man home.
Yep, drove in Meek actually.
Yes, he did.
Oh wow, Meek did not think that throw was coming.
Yeah, he did not. He went very, very slow. Luckily,
he's lucky he wasn't tagged out right there.
Yeah, because if it was a little bit closer in arm's reach, I think Powell would have got him.
Yep.
1-2 is the count. One out in the inning thus far. Swing and a miss there by Carter. And that's his fourth strikeout for Cunningham. He's averaging one an inning. So the second out. Cunningham's got a man on second looking to steal.
Meek is stealing third.
Trying to get there. Reamer is. And it's safe. It's good. Good play by Reamer. I mean, he can't do much else. That's just when the ball got to him. And
yeah, when the kids throw. Are getting jumps like that off the bag, you know, you just got to try and get it down there as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. It's really difficult, too. Swing and a miss there by Decker. That's Cage Decker, who plays left field.
Last time up, he took the third strike looking, so he'll wanna figure something out this time to have a different result.
Especially with two outs as well.
Yes.
I swung on there. It'll be a 1-2 count here. Decker's just looking for anything close, as you said, John.
Mm-hmm.
Swing and a miss there by Decker, and that's going to do it for the top of the fourth. Very quick top of the fourth. No runs scored. Not yet, at least. The Reds looking to extend their lead. 3-2 is the score here live from Jackie Browning Park. We'll be right back after this on WCLU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. Here, my name is Reed Hoffman. And, John, we got some rule updates.
Yeah, we're just informed in this tournament, the pitcher and the catcher, they have courtesy runners. So they don't have to, like, have a pinch runner. You know, they just have someone that's going to come in and run for them. Basically, you know, no matter what.
Yes.
No matter what the circumstances is, the pitcher and the catcher aren't going to have to run.
which is a good thing definitely for the teams.
Yeah.
The pitch was low to Thompson. It'll be 1-0. Griffin Taylor definitely ended the bottom of the third on a high. See if he can continue that. Taylor, two low pitches to start the bottom of the fourth. 2-0. Lane Thompson, the first baseman, he's had some good moments so far. Looking for a – looked like he was going to go for a bunt. He didn't. It's 3-0. Just playing mind games with Taylor right now. Yeah.
Taylor is going to want to throw this one right down the middle. Well.
Yeah, they had the infielders closing in, but he ends up walking, so it'll be a 4-0 quick four pitches. That's what happened last inning, though. That is what happened, I believe. He walked the first. So, see if he can. Let's see if he can get an out now. Swing and a miss there by Britton Foster, the second baseman.
He thought he had that one. You could tell by the way his head came out.
Yep.
He didn't keep it tucked in so that he could keep his eye on the ball. He kind of let it go, and that his bat rose up over the ball.
Yep. That ball is foul, so it'll be 0-2. The count is Thompson stole second, but it won't matter as it was foul.
Britton Foster made it on in the first off of an error.
Yep.
So, you know, he's got the ability to hit the ball, that's for sure.
For sure, yes, he does. 0-2 is the count. Taylor looking for his first out. Check, did it. It's a check. No, they're gonna call it a strikeout. I think that's what they called it.
Yep. Yep. He tried to check his swing. He went a little too far and broke the plane.
They acted like it was a drop strike with the way Beatty was running.
I think Foster thought it was. Beatty may have thought he dropped it too, but.
Oh, wow. That had some great pop to it. It's out, though.
Oh,
he dropped it. Thompson running to third, trying to get there. No need to slide in. He gets a man to third. That was the right fielder, Briar Bragg, who dropped the ball. It looked like he had it clean in his hands, but he just didn't. So Powell is up next. It was Foster who made that great contact we had just talked about. So Zane Powell back, who's been a true warrior. He had the third run scored for the Reds as Pritchard steals second as they were looking to pick off third. One out. Swing and a miss there. Or is there even one out yet? I don't think there is an out yet. Swing and a miss there by Powell. It is 0-1.
Yeah, I don't have an out on my sheet.
On the scoreboard, it says that, but yeah. I don't think there is one. 1-1 is the count. I guess the scorekeeper must have thought that ball was dropped as well.
Yeah.
That ball was caught, I should say. Taylor. Pitch low. 2-1.
Oh, I remember the out was Foster. He was confused about the drop third strike, and so was everyone else, I guess.
Yes, I remember that now, and that was yes, that is correct, and that was Pritchard who made the hit. Excuse me. 2-2 is the count now. After Powell missed there, Taylor delivers low again. All his pitches have been low, and it's a wild pitch. Thompson's trying to come in, and he's got it with ease. Taylor didn't step on the home plate. And Beatty threw his hands up about it. That was a little confusing for me. So why do you think he didn't step on home plate there?
Who was it?
The pitcher, Taylor. He was coming in after the wild pitch, and he didn't step on home plate. As Powell makes great contact into center field. Caught, though.
We got Pritchard coming in.
Two outs.
So
as Pritchard comes in, it's a 5-2 ball game in favor of the Reds.
So on that, I guess Taylor thought he was just too late. You know, yes. I think Thompson was so close to the bag. I think Taylor,
he just felt like that was the case and it was just going to do it.
Exactly.
Well, are they? What is going on here? I thought the. Oh, they're going to call the game. Okay. So that's how the game's going to end. With a final score of 5-2, the Reds take this one over the Cubs, and they will move on to the next round of the playoffs. A great game, a very weird ending, I got to say, though.
Yeah, I've never seen something like this where they just ended the game at 5-2 in the fourth.
Yeah. I guess, let's see, what time is it right now? It's 6:54. The game would have started at 5:45. So
we were getting to that time limit.
I thought it was an hour 15. Huh?
I thought it was too, but I mean, you know, we were kind of, I guess, getting close, and they just decided, you know what, yep, let's just scrap it.
Absolutely. So tomorrow the Reds will take on the Mariners at once again 5:45. That'll be our first game, Mariners Reds. Up next we have Braves Red Sox. That will start. It's slated to start at 7:30. We might have a 30-minute intermission. We will just figure that out as we go. The winner of next game will take on the Marlins. It should be a really, really interesting playoff, but a great win for the Reds. John, give me your takeaways from that game.
The Reds have a lot of speed. Yes. Cunningham is he's a pretty good pitcher. He keeps it within the zone, you know. Especially in 12U, all you really want to do is force, like, weak contact. You're not really going to ask your pitcher to just go out there and, you know, strike everyone out and get, like, 15 strikeouts or whatever. So, the Reds did really well in that game. Now, the Cubs, they were no slouch. They were pretty quick. They were stealing bases. They were hitting the ball. They actually ended, I believe, with more hits than the Reds.
Yep.
Their pitching was just a little out of control early. And as I said, you don't want to get in too big of a hole.
Yeah.
Early, because it's going to just make it really hard to come back. And that was basically the case.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is really difficult to come back from that. Beatty felt like he did pitch well for a period of time. Like we said, it looked like he was about to heat up there. He had the two strikeouts and then just two wild pitches, gets two runners in, and Powell ends up being the winning pitch, the winning run in this game, I should say. So it's very interesting how Beatty just went out in that one, and the Cubs season will come to an end.
Yep.
So that will do it for our first game. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back after this. This is Reed Hoffman and John Brown live from Jackie Browning Park on WCLU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. I am Reed Hoffman here. My co-host John Brown has went. We're going to have an interview. We're going to have Warren Cunningham come in here. He's the director of athletics at Barron County, so that should be fun. And now the winning coach of a playoff game here at Barron Rexon Park. Just so thankful again for this event. It's a really great event just for the kids, just to get out, just to play sports, and just really have fun and get a true passion for something. That's really important to kids and just what they need. It's really, really awesome just to see. So we should have Warren coming over here pretty soon, and I think we might have some players coming on here too. So I think we'll have a couple as John Brown has brought back some players. Yeah, absolutely. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Just grab the mic. You tell us your name.
My name's Lane Thompson.
Lane, you play first base. What's your favorite thing about playing first base?
You're in every action.
You're in every action, getting the outs.
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment from that game? What was your favorite moment from that game?
Probably the first time, like, the play at third where Cade snagged it and then got the out at first.
It was a really incredible play there. Great catch by you. Really, really nice. Really, really nice job. So, tomorrow, I believe you'll have the Mariners, if I'm not mistaken. What is your takeaway on that game, and how are y'all going to prepare for that?
Probably just be ready for just seeing them get big hits at the moments, and they got good pitching. Just got to be ready to swing the bat.
Absolutely, you have to be. Thanks so much for your time, Lane. We really do appreciate it. So that was Lane Thompson, the first baseman for the Reds. So we should have some more time in between the it's the Braves and Red Sox who are getting warmed up. Now should be a really, really, really interesting game. Thankful for Lane Thompson coming over here and doing this interview with us. We'll see. I think we're going to take another break, just a two-minute break, and you know, maybe find some other people to interview and just get a little preview in for next game. I'm Reed Hoffman here from live from Jackie Browning Park, covering baseball here, baseball playoffs. We'll be right back after this here on WCLU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. My name is Reed Hoffman here alongside with John Brown here on WCLU. John, final score 5-2 in favor of the Reds. They take it over the Cubs. Let's break down some stats. Talk about that.
Well, you got the main points, you know, Reds 5, Cubs 2. But the Reds ended with 3 strikeouts, and the Cubs ended the game combined between their two pitchers with 5 strikeouts.
Yep.
Right? So, and I mean, the game only went 4.5 innings, I think, is what it ended up being.
About almost 4 full innings.
Yeah, so almost 4 full innings. You know, not a lot of time to strike people out, but those are some pretty good strikeout numbers.
Especially 12.
Yeah, at least 1 strikeout per inning for each team, almost. And, I mean, had they gotten through the rest of the inning, maybe, you know.
That ends up being more.
Yeah.
Possibly.
We had 2 walks, all the walks only in the first inning for the Cubs. So the Cubs walked twice. The Reds ended up walking also twice. So although there was early wild pitches, there weren't very many walks in the game. And there was 2 kids hit by pitch, I believe.
Taylor got hit, and then might have been Powell who got hit.
So the pitching was actually pretty good in this game.
Yeah, very solid. Very solid pitching. We'll look into what goes next. We have James Brown here who's been doing some research for us on what's going to happen here next. You want to come on and tell us about it?
Yeah, the next game will start very close to 7:30.
Very close to 7:30 game will start. Thank you for your intel, James. We appreciate it. So, games should start relatively soon. Should be a really, really fun game with the Braves and Red Sox. We'll see if they end up playing the full 6 or reach the time limit, apparently, like last game. Very, very nice weather right now. The sun is set. It is currently 7:05 here at Jackie Browning Park. As the two teams are starting to warm up, I think Braves might be waiting on some other players, but teams are getting ready.
The Red Sox have some awful fancy jerseys, don't they?
They do. It was interesting because I thought I know a little bit of MLB. With the Reds, they have a reverse retro, and it's black, and then it has red, kind of like how the Red Sox jerseys look right now. And then the Braves obviously have just the classic red and with the Braves over the middle. So I'm a big Braves guy. So so I kind of know their jerseys just a little bit. So
yeah, I had just noticed, you know, the other 3 teams we've seen today, aside from the Red Sox, you know, they have pretty traditional team jerseys on, whereas the Red Sox seem to have kind of customized and done their own kind of thing with their jersey.
It's interesting. We love creativity. We love it. We love it. It's really great to see. Let's talk about around the park. We saw some really, really crazy scores, to say the least. So over to the left of us, we have a softball game going on. The score is 9-9 in the 6th inning, so really great game going on over there. And then behind us, you noticed it, John. So
yeah, we had a – I believe it was a T-ball game going on or a coach pitch game. The score was 24-9 when I had checked back there after all the screaming that had just occurred over there. So that game was getting wild. It was getting very coach pitch-esque.
Yeah. Those games always do.
Yeah.
Those games always do. Do get very, very wild. A very great crowd here at Jackie Browning Park for any kind of game, honestly. you know, it's just a great crowd, a really great atmosphere to be here. Feels like a very fun and just loving atmosphere just from everybody. We talked about the sponsors. It's really cool to see just how many people are just sponsoring these kind of fields and just these events and the games for the kids,
yeah,
which is really great to see because kids need a passion.
Yeah, because, I mean, back when I was playing, you know, Little League and stuff like that, you know, all the money just came from the parents. There was just fundraisers that you did throughout the year to try and raise money. Whereas now it seems as if companies and, you know, people who aren't necessarily directly involved, they're not someone's parent, they're also chipping in to give these kids as good of an experience as they can get.
Yeah, and they take initiative. That's the thing. They look for these kind of opportunities nowadays, which is really, really just so awesome to see from them. So, 7:08, we've still got about 20 minutes until our next game. We might go find another interview. We might see about that. We also do have some food provided by Marion County Parks and Recs. We appreciate that. Taking great care of us. We really do appreciate it. Excited to be back here just tomorrow. Really excited for that. I know we're not through with the night yet, but really, really exciting atmosphere. Just really fun to be around, John.
Yeah, it's been a really good day here out at the ballpark.
Yeah, absolutely has been. All right, we're going to take, let's say, a three-minute break. Give us time to find an interview, and we'll go find that and do that real quick. Hopefully, I have starting lineups and read off some of those to you, hopefully. We'll be right back after this here on WCLU. Hello, welcome back into Jackie Browning Park. My name is Reed Hoffman. Alongside me, I got a special guest. We got Rhett Reamer. Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes, sir.
All right, Rhett, you had an incredible game at catcher last game. You know, just tell us about the whole catcher experience, what that's like.
It's fun having a team who can field balls and help me.
Yeah, it takes a team. It really does, especially with a sport like baseball. Rhett, we noticed your hand was a bit shaken up after a pitch. Can you just walk me through what happened there just with that?
So I didn't catch it in the pocket. Got me out on the thumb, jammed it.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We had heard your coach, Coach Cunningham, we had heard him mention, is it your thumb again? Or one of your other coaches, maybe Coach Thompson, mentioned, is it your thumb again? So has that been kind of a reoccurring issue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope it doesn't affect you too much just going into especially this deep playoff run. You got the Mariners tomorrow. How do you prepare for back-to-back just like that?
Warm-ups really well and stretch well.
Stretch well. I like that answer. I like that answer. Thank you so much for your time, Brett. We really do appreciate it. John, you can hop back on here.
Looks like we've got Chris Jennings coming over here to talk about U Sports with us.
Okay, great. That'll be great. So thankful for all the interviews we've had so far for Rhett and for Lane Thompson. Just really, really great to interview those kids. They really do seem like they love baseball.
Yeah, they are. They're some pure ball players.
Absolutely, they are. Especially Rhett. I mean, that's incredible playing through that, like as a catcher, just your thumb getting hurt
every single play.
And it looks like he's enjoying some Hawaiian shaved ice over there. I don't know.
Deserved.
For sure deserved. Should have asked about the flavor he had, but it is for sure deserved for him. So we'll have that here in just a moment. Let's talk about some other news in baseball. The Men's College World Series was on today. Arkansas played Murray State, who went on a miraculous run. And Arkansas ends up throwing a no-hitter, third
a
ever.
A 19K no-hitter.
Yes, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And the third no-hitter in the Men's College World Series history. So it's just incredible just to watch him. I think it's Alex Gage, I want to say.
Yeah, I believe that's the right name, yeah.
But it was just incredible just watching him and the way he went in his craft and he stuck to his guns. It looked like in the ninth he was struggling, almost had a hit by pitch there with the first, and he didn't, and then he just heated up and turned it on from then on out, which was really, really awesome to see.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas, you know, once it got down to the College World Series, I would say that Arkansas is probably one of the favorites. They dropped their first game, which was a surprise, but, I mean, you know, anybody can drop a game to LSU.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, any team, it feels like in the SEC, especially this year,
yeah,
like, was really, really, really great at baseball or even basketball, like a little bit every team. Yeah. Was really, really dangerous. So it was really, really great to see them bounce back like that. Really sad to see Murray State out.
Yeah.
What an incredible run by the Racers.
It was a great run. And, you know, no one saw that coming. And I didn't see that coming either. But when they were put into the regional with WKU and Georgia Tech and Ole Miss, you know, I thought about it a little bit. And everybody was underestimating WKU.
Yes, it felt like
they did, you know, they lost all their games, yeah. But they went 2-0. But Murray State was their first loss this year. It was a 2-1 game.
Yeah.
So, you know, Murray State and WKU were neck and neck. WKU beat UK this year.
Yep.
They competed with Vandy. They competed with Louisville. You know, so really, it's not that much of a shock that Murray State was this good. They just don't schedule those teams.
And it was really great to see just, like, all these small schools. Like I know Coastal Carolina has been on a huge winning streak, 25 games now. But they are a smaller school with almost any sport, I guess, besides baseball. But it's incredible just to see these very, very small schools just go on runs like this.
Yeah.
Where they just take over and they dominate, even in the NIL era. That is so incredible and yet so impressive to me. That's a brotherhood.
It's got to be somewhat more impressive now in the NIL era because, you know, every year you just have to find a new team because, you know, your first nine have been stolen by the SEC or the ACC or the Big Ten.
Yes.
So it's a struggle for these small schools nowadays, and it seems like they are finding ways to get it done regardless.
Absolutely. It really does feel like that. Warm-ups continue here at Jackie Browning Park. We'll have our guest on here in a few moments. Is he he'll make his way over.
Okay. Yep, he's on his way over here. Yeah. We also we've got the Red Sox lineup.
Yeah.
So here, if you want to take a look at that and give him some info about those guys.
Cool. It's hard to read some of these handwriting. It's all right though. This is the Red Sox lineup. Okay, here we go. The Red Sox batting first will be Chaden Applegate, who plays catcher. And then second will be Jameson Robertson, the pitcher. So another team with their pitcher that bats second. Cunningham was the first here. We have Jose Bartley, who will bat third, and he plays shortstop. John, you want to run this interview?
If you'd like.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on.
Hey, so to start off, you know, just let the people know what's going on out here right now.
Yeah, so it's our end-of-season league tournament for our 12U baseball and most of our leagues. And basically what we do, it's the end of our regular season. We have a single elimination tournament here. And it's actually a blind draw is how we do all of our pairings for our bracket play. And so this year in 12U baseball, we got six teams. Tonight's the opening round for the 12U baseball. In our 5:45 game, we didn't see a winner and the loser, and so that winner will move on and play again tomorrow night.
And so how long have you all been hosting this out here?
So it goes back several years. I really don't remember the first year. When the park first opened, it started with football, and then we transitioned into basically the 13-15 or the middle school baseball age group along with the softball. And then sometime probably around 2012, 10U and 12U baseball transition from the school leagues here to the Barron County Parks and Rec League. So I would say sometime around 2010, 11, or 12 is when this age group actually started playing baseball down here.
And what's your favorite part about being involved in youth sports?
Well, the one thing is that I've been around this park since basically the park was opened, and it in some form or capacity started out as an umpire, and then I've coached in this league, and I've sat on a few boards of this league, and now I'm the parks director here. And so what I really like, I just love the game of baseball and softball, and this is my dream job, and so I'm very thankful that Judge Bird gave me this opportunity, and I just like being around the game, regardless if it's youth or middle school or high school, college or the pros. I just love being around a park and around sports in general. So,
Is there anything else you'd like anybody to know, you know, for upcoming events or with this event? Or
yeah, one thing that we're really excited about is that this year we are hosting the 12U Kentucky Western District Cal Ripken 12U All-Star State Tournament this year. And so our league is chartered with Cal Ripken Babe Ruth, and each year you have an opportunity, if your park and league meet certain requirements, that you can host some of postseason tournaments. And so our name got put in the hat, and we were awarded the state tournament this year, and that will be going on July 9th to the 13th. And District 6 is the district that we play out of, and then Ohio Valley is the region that we play out of. And so I think we're going to have between 8 to 10 teams coming from all around the western part of the state here to Barron County during those dates in July. And so it's a huge honor to be able to host a state tournament. I know that we've hosted it here in the past as well, and so look forward to it. Definitely want to show off our new park and our new field for 12U baseball, so I am excited about that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming out and broadcasting our games for us. I know the kiddos love it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thank you.